Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Whether it's us personally, or whether it's your business, or a church, or a ministry, people have gotten in trouble because they didn't ask Him. They just ran off with an idea, or maybe they even got a piece of an idea from Him, but they didn't get the rest. They didn't get the time. They didn't get the way. Can you see this?
Yeah.
And where are you going to find out all that? If we'll take some time. And instead of worrying about it, worrying takes time. And does no good. There is a God-ordained replacement for worry.
Yes.
It's prayer.
Hallelujah.
Prayer.
Hallelujah.
And not just begging vain repetitions, but communion with God. You come in before His presence. You shut off your phone.
Amen.
Turn off the TV.
Yes.
Mute, silence, turn off whatever you need to do. Get in there and commune with Him. Tell Him you love Him. Mm-hmm. Praise Him. Thank Him.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, are y'all with me?
Yes.
He already knows what you want to talk about.
Yes, He does.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He already, come on, we need to remember who we're dealing with here. He already knows the answer to the question you're looking for the answer for.
Right?
Right?
Yes,
he knows to the answer to the next question you hadn't thought of yet.
Right. Yes.
The one you're going to find out about in 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We need to remind ourselves of who He is.
Amen.
How big He is.
Hallelujah.
How awesome He is.
Yes.
How wonderful He is. And spend some time with Him, not begging in unbelief, but talking to Him about it. In an intelligent way.
Mm-hmm.
And then asking Him to give us utterance.
Mm-hmm.
To pray out exactly what we should pray out. And thank God at that point for speaking in tongues.
Yes. Yes.
And if you don't know about that, find out.
Yes.
Do not let this pass you by, because this is the means to pray beyond our limited knowledge, understanding. And to pray out, the Scripture says, divine mysteries. They're not a mystery to God. Well, who they're a mystery to? You. But it's a way for you to pray about it and then find out about it.
Yeah.
Why do we pray? We pray because God told us to pray. And we pray because it's better than worry. We pray because it's what you do instead of worry, instead of fret, instead of fear, instead of toss and turn, instead of pace, instead of call other people and bug them. Come on now, how many know, don't point fingers or anything, but you know situations where people called you and they shouldn't have, they should be praying. They should be talking to Him. But, you know, the flesh don't want to pray. Wants to be lazy. You just tell me what to do. You just give me the answer. Save me all that. I've heard people tell other folks, you pray and find out and just tell me. And there's been more than once that I did. I tried to do that. And the Lord said, you tell them, come see me. He's even told me before, that's none of your business. That's between me and them. And I'm glad. I'm glad he won't hang all of your dirty laundry out for me to see, which means He won't hang mine out for you to see. Right? He's good. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's kind. But what I'm saying is other people cannot do your praying for you.
Amen.
Doesn't mean they can't pray for you, but they can't pray instead of you. They can pray for you under the right conditions, but there's a lot of wasted motion in prayer. There's a real legitimate question. If somebody says, pray for me, the next question could be, why? Right? Why? What are we praying about? What do I need to pray about? It's not like I don't have a life. Right? Not like I'm not already using my faith. I need to pray about, I'm not saying I won't pray for you, but what praying is needed that you can't do for you or just won't do. But if we'll spend time communing with Him, we get direction. We learn about getting on the path and on the path. How many remember Proverbs talks about this path? Is that right? The path of the just. It's like the shining light. It's like the dawn of the sun. That as the day progresses, it gets brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter means you see more and more. Everything gets plainer and more clear to you.
Yes.
Well, there's nothing like knowing what to do.
Yes.
Knowing where to go. Knowing who to work with. Knowing what to do here and when. Operating by the spirit of knowing. Jesus did this. How many believe Jesus always knew where to go, what to preach, who to see, what to answer? He also did a lot of praying. Didn't he? Reckon there's a connection between any of that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we pray because the Lord told us to pray. And we pray because it's so much better than worry. There in Philippians, back up to Philippians 1. I know this is basic, but we need basic. Philippians 1, verse 19. He said, I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Listen to the New American Standard. Says, I know that this shall turn out for my deliverance. Now you got to remember, Paul's in jail. He's in prison. Not for crimes, but for preaching the gospel. I know this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Said out loud, prayer.
And provision.
This has been coming up all night, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. Prayer and provision. Why do we pray? The Lord told us to. Sure beats worry.
Amen.
Is that right? We do it instead of worry. Here's another reason why. It results in provision. Provision that God gives, that God releases. The Young's literal translation says it like this. Says, I've known that this will fall out to me for salvation through your supplication and the supply of the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Did you see these two phrases? Prayer and provision, supplication and supply. One of the reasons we pray is because right praying results in supply given to us, provision released to us. Thank you, Lord. Well, if you believe that, you wouldn't quit praying. Now, in Philemon, I want you to notice this. Paul said this, just one chapter, Philemon 22. Philemon 22, Paul said this, prepare me a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given to you. He said, go ahead and get me a place ready. Because I'm trusting that I'm going to be released. because of your prayers. Through your prayers. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Prayer and provision. Supplication and supply. Why do we pray? Because prayer allows God to change things.
Yes.
Securing His release. Giving Him a supply of the Spirit. You will see this in the book of Acts. That's one thing I was talking about. I got way too much material for tonight because I started looking at prayer in the book of Acts and began to see they prayed and God moved. They prayed and God moved. They prayed and God moved. I'm talking about specific instances in the book of Acts, and I'm not done. They prayed and God moved. And then guess what happened? They prayed and God moved. Then what happened after that, you reckon? They prayed again and God moved again. And you can see they're just back to back. You read about them praying and like two verses, three verses later, something amazing happened. Now don't misunderstand me. Don't give the glory to prayer. Prayer is involved. Prayer is a factor. It doesn't happen just without prayer. But prayer didn't do it. God did it. Come on, we need to keep this straight, because if we give the glory to the prayer, you wind up glorifying the prayer. Can you see that? And a lot of folks like that. Well, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray all night and all day. I'm going to straighten this out. I'm going to fix this. No, you are not you're not the Savior. You're not the healer. You're not the Creator. You're going to come in and talk to Him about it. And prayer is not to be one way. It's to be two way. You talk, you listen. You listen, you talk. We're supposed to hear from Him in prayer. And there'll be times, I mean, there are scriptures where He told individuals, don't ask me about that. Don't pray about that. We have to know Him well enough to commune with Him and hear from Him when we bring up things that we shouldn't be talking about. There is no set answer. If anybody ever comes out with a 1,000-volume book on everything to pray about and everything not to pray about, save your money. It is not exhaustive. It cannot be correct. If you could do it with that, you wouldn't need the Holy Spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me